Classic Hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
The field is set for the 110th Indianapolis 500, and the defending race winner is on pole. From the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, this is Mark James. Because of rain on Saturday, cars were given one attempt in the morning session. All 33 cars had clean attempts, and then they moved on to the round of 12. In the Fast Six, when all was said and done, the defending race winner, Alex Palou, will set on pole for the 110th Indianapolis 500 with a four-lap average at 232.248. Alexander Rossi's in the middle of row number one at 231.990, and David Malukas outside of the front row with a four-lap average of 231.877 miles per hour. Malukas gives Team Penske its 50th front-row start at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Practice tomorrow from 1 to 3 Eastern. From the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, this is Mark James.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 1027 Party Line, presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Jerry's Body Shop, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
We're on right now with Tim Clark, who's a ADA specialist, and we've been talking about in the community the different levels and also the different departments who are responsible for making everything correct. One of the questions, I just want basically your opinion, I guess, more than anything, because, I mean, you can't speak for everybody, but... This act, the Americans Disability Act, was passed in 1990. Here we are, like you said, 36 freaking years later. That, I mean, I'm pretty honest when it comes to, it's pretty straightforward. But why? Why 36 years? I mean, what's your thoughts on it? Is it, did they just think, okay, it's not all that important, let's just throw it on the back burner?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think when you go back to 1990, and I'm not criticizing our government in any way, shape, or form, but they put programs into play, and then after the fact, they try to figure out how they're going to implement it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we've been through this whole process is we signed this into law, 1990. We want everybody to do this. You know, so they back then they said you got municipalities had 2 years to fix everything. Well, you know, let's go back to the financial side of things. That you all of a sudden you say, you know, okay, so we're going to fix this, and they sit down, look at things, and say, oh, okay, this is going to cost us $7 million to fix. We don't have that in our budget.
Yeah,
and you, the Department of Justice is not going to give us that money to put in our budget. So that's when this whole everything started to transpire from there. And again, this is the higher level government where they say, we want you to do this. Let me give you a different example. We're talking about everybody going to EV, right, for our vehicles. Mm-hmm. So, and my thoughts go to, we won't go into the side of how do we make the electricity, but we're going to go into, we're going to have, there's a hurricane coming to through the Gulf, and it's going to hit Florida. Now, all of a sudden, you've got thousands of people trying to get out of Florida to go north to get out of the storm, where you can go 250 miles in a vehicle, and then you got to stop for 45 minutes and recharge. Well, what is that line going to look like? Everybody trying to get their vehicle charged to get out of Florida to it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So we say we're going to do this, and then after the fact, then we start figuring out how do we build the things to get us to where we need to be. Those are the things that take 20 to 30 years to get to that point, or 50 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where we were with ADA, as they say, you know, somebody was very instrumental back in the late 80s to say, we need to do the right thing. And it was probably somebody in Congress, somebody in Senate, somebody in the House, somebody somewhere that had a disability that said, this is not right. You know, that this has been discussed since 1963.
Yeah, I'm surprised not before that. Right. I mean, look at President Roosevelt.
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm really surprised.
So, you know, that's where it goes into, they put these things into play, and then after the fact, they let the municipalities and other government entities figure out how they're going to make all this work. What did kind of go on the back burner for a lot of people, because they're like, we don't have, you know, $7 million in 1990 was a whole lot different than $7 million today.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they're saying this is what you have to do this, but they have no way to police it to say, oh, well, you did do this.
Yeah, kind of hard to put it in the CIP when you don't have the funds to work with.
So now let's move forward to 2025, 2026. You know, what we're starting to see in the industry out there now is unfortunate, and that's why it's really a great idea to have this coalition, is the lawsuits are starting to be more and more and more. And if you want to do some research the city of Los Angeles. Well, the city of Los Angeles has just had a private lawsuit filed against them, and the plaintiff won, and it was over $1 billion.
Oh my gosh.
Because of things were not done. Now, we all know and understand, I'm not an attorney, but what's going to take place is there's going to be appeal. They're going to go through their whole processes. It might be 7 years before this individual ever sees a dime. Are they going to ever see that much money? But what's going to take place is, and we've talked about this at some of our national meetings, which we just had 2 weeks ago today. It was a 3-day seminar to go back into the training thing. But one of the things that was discussed in one of the legal aspects of one of the classes that I took was there are going to be lots of attorneys out there, and I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, the ones that snap, the ones that says, you know, I've got a big hammer, you know, they're all see this, that the city of Los Angeles was just fined or sued for over $1 billion. That's going to be a huge thing for a lot of attorneys out there saying, hey, go visit these buildings. All you got to do is file a lawsuit against them if they're not compliant, because it's been law for 36 years and they're not compliant. Go file a lawsuit against them. We'll represent you. And that's where we're starting to see that where the industry is going to go from the lawsuit. That's why coalitions, and we have a coalition here, is to try to alleviate those, give somebody some place to go to help, you know, let's help the business owner and not hurt the business owner. There are still going to be those people out there that want to go the other way. But if you have a coalition, it's going to help the private businesses and the municipalities from the aspect saying, hey, we're working on this. We know that it's an issue. The lawsuit, because you're working on it, you may still lose the lawsuit, but the dollar figure is going to go down because of that. So from that standpoint, I'm going to say we have a coalition here. I'd like to get you guys the information. I'd like to see Ability Services be part of that coalition. I'd like to see Wesley Manor. I'd like to see Mulberry Health. The school corporations, you know, we have four school corporations, and they all have the programs in the schools to help individuals that have disabilities. Have them represent in this coalition too, so we can hear them, let them tell us what it is that they're looking for in those different entities to help them out.
Go ahead.
As the coalition, is there any way for you guys to help with raising funding? I mean, helping with grants, all that kind of stuff. Is that possible for a coalition to do that?
Absolutely. That's some of the things we've done in the other coalitions that we deal with, is we're going to point you in the right direction to go out and get grants. To find, you know, we know where some of those grant funds are coming from, that we can lead them in those directions to do that. It's kind of harder for a private business to do that, but there's still some places that they can go to get that information, and we have some of that information to pass out.
Again, Tim Clark is our guest, and we're talking about ADA today, America's with Disabilities Act, and what that means for our communities in our area.
You know, we're talking a lot about buildings and sidewalks and driveways and parking lots and everything. What about parks? Because we're seeing a lot of that coming up in conversations, even here in the county, here in the city, we're seeing a lot of movement towards getting equipment for adults and children to be able to enjoy the parks more.
Yeah, you're seeing, and let's concentrate on Clinton County, mainly for the city of Frankfort, and Mayor Sheets has done a great job on those, with those programs, on when they sit down and they're going to design a new park, which they're doing on the south side of town right now, is working with the park equipment manufacturers to make sure that it's an all-inclusive park. You know, so she's done very well. The county doesn't have as many of those programs, but when you know, we talk about physical barriers a lot, but a lot of the things that people need to understand is, sorry.
That's all right.
Programs, services, and activities are all part of ADA. Programs, you know, where you have public fishing, you know, which when you look at the city of Frankfort, they do have the
lagoons.
The lagoons, mm-hmm. You know, so they're in the process of building some piers out there for people that have disabilities to be able to do those things. Services and activities, you know, if you have your trail system, if you have your you sponsor any type of a program that's being set up for anybody and everybody. You got the horseshoe at...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dorner.
Dorner.
There we go.
For some reason, I was thinking Lemon Park, but Dorner. You know, so any of those things that are out there, you need to make sure that those programs, services, and activities all fall within ADA, and that you need to make sure that they're inclusive for everybody.
Well, we appreciate you. You have been a wealth of knowledge and answered many, many questions today. Thank you very much. And if you could just one more time, if folks have a question, where do they need to go? Or if it's a website, is that right, with our local communities?
Yes. If you have any questions, if you have concerns, go to either Clinton County's website or the City of Frankfort's website. They both have it on there. They go on there, pull up the paperwork, fill it out, and get it back to, you know, the ADA coordinator for the county is Jerry Sexton. For the city, it's kind of a combination between Rob, the new building inspector, and Brian out at Highway. They'll get that paperwork, and then they'll either work on it initially themselves, or they'll reach out to the coalition to say, can you come and help us with this particular program?
All right. Anything else you would like to end on today?
Well, and I'd also, if anybody is interested in being a part of the Coalition and helping that way. Let's talk about that.
That's my biggest thing right now is we would like to get more and more people involved with the coalition. So from that standpoint, I can give you my phone number. I can give you my email address.
You can give it to us here, and then they can call us afterwards if they're interested. I want you giving all that out on the air. But we'll have it here. And if they would like more information on, you know, joining or, you know, getting information, then we'll share it with them.
Okay. And not only me, but you can reach out to either of those two entities because they know what's going on there as well. And we would like, you know, we want as many people out there. You know, if you see things, if you hear things, bring them to our attention. Find out when, you know, we need to post when the meetings are because we like to do quarterly meetings, which we've not done for almost a year now, which is, you know, I don't control all the meeting part of it, but maybe I should control that side of the meetings as well. But there's certain things that I'm allowed to do, and there's certain things I'm not allowed to do. So, but we're all volunteers. You know, we want to get that information out. Please come to our meetings. Please reach out. Go to the web. You know, go to the city website. Go to the county website. You know, the three commissioners know and understand that these are the things that need to be done. They're on board to make sure that things get done the way they're supposed to be because they are concerned. You know, the mayor's very concerned. City employees, county employees, they want to make sure that everybody is inclusive of everything that's going on. Reach out to them. You know, you don't have to reach out to me. Reach out to them, and they can give you the information on what's going on. And please attend those meetings because the more information we have, the easier it is for us to get things taken care of.
Well, and let us know when you have those meetings. You know, when you get a meeting set up, let us know. We'll get it up and get it
on our calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
That. Yeah.
Tim Clark, thank you so much. A wealth of information, and you're doing good work.
Thank you very much.
So God bless you.
So the two of you are doing great work, too.
Well, thank you. All right, road closure?
Yeah, real quickly, Center Point, we'll have County Road 700 West closed from State Road 28 to Newcastle Road until tomorrow at 5 p.m. So basically 2 days of business days, that's going to be closed. So just stay out of the area, let them get their work done, and then you won't have to hassle with it over the holiday.
Also, I'll be listening tomorrow morning to Matt in the Morning for your chance to win
a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We actually are going to be giving those away. Matt will do that tomorrow morning. So it's just one pair, so you best be ready to dial.
Listen to win. That's right here on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.